WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Unwanted sexual contact with a 17-year-old student has led to the arrest of the theater arts teacher at College Station High School.
The charge against 42-year-old Greg Stanley is an educator having an improper relationship with a student. Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says the victim made the report on Monday, which is when the teen said the contact took place.
During the investigation, the detectives were able to obtain evidence confirming that victim's outcry statements. Based on those facts, the information was presented to a judge and a warrant was issued for Stanley's arrest.
By the time Stanley was arrested last night at his home on San Saba, school district placed him on administrative leave with pay. Stanley spent the last 2 years at College Station High, following positions in the Klein, Temple, Magnolia, and Fort Bend ISDs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In the parking lot of the Brazos County Tax Office yesterday, someone busted a window of a parked pickup and took a large amount of cash. The Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the suspects followed the victim from a bank to the tax office.
The victim's vehicle was parked in between two other vehicles. One of those vehicles moved and left, and our suspect van went over there, pulled in adjacent to the victim's vehicle.
Stewart says the crime, called jugging, also took place in Huntsville and by the same suspects. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo of the suspect's minivan. Brazos County commissioners have adopted a resolution where the Secretary of State's office will be asked to allow voting at any location in the county starting this November. County Clerk Karen McQueen says a committee recommended reducing the number of voting locations from 36 to 25.
The committee consists of a representative from the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian Party, from our four entities, the two schools and the two cities, the county judge, commissioner, tax assessor, who is our VR, representative from the Hispanic Forum and the NAACP. We have a couple of committee members that do early voting.
Commissioners will take final action on setting locations in time to submit an application to Austin by an August 20th deadline. Four of the seven counties in the Brazos Valley now have burn bans outside of city limits. Brazos County commissioners decided to delay consideration of a burn ban until next week after receiving an update from Michelle Mead of the Emergency Management Office.
In talking to the volunteer fire chiefs, no one is saying that we're not going to get one. It's just a matter of timing.
Mead says Brazos County volunteers responded to 8 grass fires last week and one Monday night that burned 4 acres east of Bryan. It was not known if having a ban would have prevented any of those fires. Another sign that Kyle Field construction is winding down is the closing of one lane of Welburn Road starting this morning and for the next 2 weeks. That's to allow the completion of the main entrance of the stadium. Barricades will be in place between 9 and 4. All day today and tomorrow morning, the Texas A&M Board of Regents are in town to consider next year's budgets for system schools and agencies. Those presentations can be seen online. Links are on our website at WTAW.com. The system leads off this morning at 8, followed by the flagship campus at 9. More free entertainment has been announced for next month's Texas Reds Festival. The Downtown Bryan Association has announced 11 more bands, including Ray Wiley Hubbard. The latest additions are on our website at WTAW.com, along with a link to the festival website. College Station Medical Center recently began construction on their new breast diagnostic center. Chief Operations Officer Vicki Bredier says a full range of diagnostic services will be offered at one location.
Prior to this, they would either have to go back to their primary care physician's office to have testing done, or a general surgeon's office to have stereotactic done, and even into the main local facility or hospital to have additional services. So now everything will be offered in one location.
The $1 million center will open in October during National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. WTAW News time is 7:09 at 77 degrees. More news on the way at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Good morning, it's 710, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Hot and getting hotter. That's the story as we head through the remainder of the work week. Partly to mostly sunny and up around 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Sunny tomorrow, temperatures are likely to reach 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, it's clear, lows will fall back to 75 to 80. Friday, more sunshine and very warm, highs 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with Bombers baseball on a roll heading into the playoffs. The college football playoff system is looking at adding more money for families to be able to travel to see their sons play. And the Deflategate is back in, as well as...
Doesn't have to be.
Battle for the boot.
Doesn't have to be. You don't have to report it.
I kind of do. It's kind of my job.
And I have to ignore it.
Yeah, exactly. It takes so much effort for us to ignore it. You shouldn't do it. What do you think? Yeah.
Rangers and Stros played last night, too.
7-12. Okay, that's coming up in sports in a little while.
Yep.
Okay, this bank jugging thing. Now, you know, we need to talk about this for a second. This is
it's creepy.
The term itself, bank jugging, is used to describe suspects who would sit, in many cases, in a bank parking lot and watch for customers to go in and come out of the bank. And then they'll follow those people, believing that they would be in possession of cash and look for an opportunity to burglarize said vehicle. This happened just here. It happened to come down in the tax office parking lot. And again, I think you said the same thing had happened over in Walker County.
It was similar, in Huntsville, I think. Yeah.
Similar vehicle. And they just figure you do it. Now, these had to do with automobiles, but, you know, word to the wise business owner out there, and I think we have a few who listen, they're watching for your bank bag. And whether it's you or one of your employees, they're watching for the bank bag. And, you know, think about it. Now, have you ever had a lot of money in your vehicle and you just left it there going in to do something for a minute or figuring, hey, it's bucolic Bryan College Station, we're safe? Well,
I've never had a lot of money.
Okay. But for any of those things. But just, for instance, watch for vehicles. There's some things here to consider. Watch for vehicles that are backed into parking spaces that have a clear view of the front door of a bank or an ATM. Vehicles arriving in a bank with no occupants entering the bank. So, and again, I don't think I'm talking out of school. They're probably, our banks are, you know, talking about that kind of stuff and making sure that, because they want their customers, obviously, to be safe. Vehicles changing parking places. Vehicles with dark tinted windows with little visibility. Yeah, that for any number of reasons. Or it could be vehicles with multiple occupants. So, just again, you hate that you have to think about this, but you do. Just unfortunate. Anyway, it's called jugging. I guess we're going to hear more and more about it because it seems to have come here.
And I honestly don't know how they came up with that term.
That's what I did. I went to look it up to see what that might have been, and there didn't seem to be anything that I could find as to how that. Maybe somebody in law enforcement can plug us into why it's called that. So, okay, on to other things that make the world a strange place. A groom is suing his bride. A groom is suing his bride.
Uh-huh. I think I saw this.
Yeah. After seeing her face without any makeup for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
The groom had only seen his wife in full makeup. Now, this is in Algeria, where dating customs are a little bit different. Groom told the judge that he was deceived by her, and she used to fill up her face with all kinds of makeup before the marriage, he said. He told the judge that she looked very beautiful and attractive before the marriage. He woke up in the morning and Found out after she washed it all her makeup off. He's suing her for $20,000. I don't know where he came up with this, how he expects to settle it. I don't know how that'll happen at all. Hello.
What if you have a chance to do that?
Hello. Hang on.
Jugging is fishing, like when you drop an empty plastic jug.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Thanks. All right. I gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Very good. All right.
But no.
We have great listeners. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You have to... Before you marry, you have to see your significant other without makeup, because that's like ordering off the menu.
Okay, but this
at
is
a fast food restaurant.
This is Algeria.
I know, a little different over there.
You order off the menu at a fast food restaurant.
I'm saying you look up at the menu, you say that looks delicious. Then you open it up, and you say that's not what I ordered.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like babies are false advertising too, right?
Yeah.
And they're so cute and adorable. That
you just thought they were.
Yeah. So many people own iPhones that there are now jeans designed around them. Los Angeles apparel company Joe's Jeans currently taking pre-orders for a new line of jeans called #Hello that can charge your phone while you walk. Oh, well, see, there's the problem. I don't know if enough U.S. Americans walk enough to charge their phones. Now, what separates Joe's Hello Jeans is a special pocket located in the back right hip where you can safely tuck away said iPhone. And placing a smartphone in that spot lets you avoid uncomfortably cramming it into your front pocket or rear pocket. It's a specially designed pocket for that. Apparently, that's a very dangerous thing with the latest Apple smart devices. In addition to the convenient little pocket, Joe's also fits in the little battery pack that can boost your iPhone 6's batteries by another 70%. They're about $200, in case you need that. $200 for a pair of jeans.
Okay.
Just letting you know. By the way, here's today's How Did You Live This Long? Got a lady who is 110 years old. And just so you know, about 360 people on Earth are 110 or older. Her name is Agnes Fenton. She lives in Englewood, New Jersey. Says she feels great at 110. She celebrated the incredible milestone last Saturday. Doesn't show any signs of slowing down. Her secret for living to be 110. 3 beers a day and a glass of Johnny Walker Blue Label.
She's got good taste, too.
She's been doing it for 70 years.
You didn't mention the type of beer.
No, what?
Miller High Life.
Oh, no. So she's on one end for beer and the other end for the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. The champagne of beers.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be fine. Who's paying for that expensive stuff, though?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It's
just a shot a day. That'll last for a while.
Okay. 110 years old. Wow, okay.
Got to taste that one time. Didn't have to pay for it. That was a good day.
Oh, well, that not having to pay for it is probably the best deal. So, Annette and Lior Solomon getting married in Israel. Apparently some relatives assumed that they had canceled the wedding because the bride's father had passed away. So as a result, when the bride and the groom arrived to be married, there were almost no people there. So what did she do? Because this is when it is. She posted it on Facebook that there were no guests and anybody was welcome. 1,500 people showed up at the reception.
Woohoo!
Who paid for the food for that? Thanks for that help.
Well, bring your own, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. That's it. Okay, they're producing a Cecil the Lion Beanie Baby.
Yes, they are.
Just in case you needed to know that. Yeah. 100% of the profits will go to the World Conservation Research Unit. And, you know, I'm sure that'll cause there'll probably be a spike in Beanie Babies for a month, and then they'll show up again at garage sales. Just saying. A deputy in North Carolina killed by wasps.
Oh.
Yeah, 44-year-old Wilson County Sheriff Deputy Ray the Bull Tomlinson unloading a piece of machinery when he accidentally disturbed a nest of wasps. One stung him in the head, while the others swarmed his legs. Bystanders sprayed down his legs with brake cleaner. That killed those wasps. Took him to hospital, but he died. Man. Mm. Had to hit him in just the wrong spot, I'm guessing.
I can't fathom how badly that would. What a horrible way to die.
Yeah. Wow. That's him. So, here we go with our Taco Bell story for today. This one comes from Cedar Rapids, Michigan, where police have arrested two men, finding the makings of a meth lab in the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Christopher Matus, who's 31, Kent Dubby, he's 56. Wow, this is like a Breaking Bad deal,
huh? It really is.
Both arrested and charged with conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, petroleum distillates, and sodium hydroxide.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant will remain closed. I guess so. While the investigation is ongoing, they also plan to hire an environmental firm to make sure the restaurant is safe before reopening.
Wow. Meanwhile, regular customers are going into withdrawals.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
This is Travis with Brazos Valley Buckmasters reminding you that our 16th annual banquet is this Friday at the Brazos Center. Enjoy a ribeye dinner, live and silent auctions, a 10-gun raffle, kids games, and more as we raise money to benefit our wounded warriors, first responders, and children with special needs. Individual tickets are $50, couple tickets are $70, and kids 16 and under are just $20. So bring the whole family. Doors open at 6, and you can purchase your tickets the night of the event. Find more information online at buckmastersbanquet.com. That's buckmastersbanquet.com.
Everything you like about Cafe XL is still there. You've got the sweet corn chowder. You've got the strawberry tart, the queso blanco. You've got the Earthstone fired pizza. All of that's available, plus all the signature sandwiches and melts that you've expected and enjoyed for years from Cafe XL. And now all of that is available to you through Cafe XL's drive-thru. I'm about to give you a number that could get you free lunch from Cafe XL, but they want to make sure you understand their entire menu is available right through the drive-in window for convenience. If you don't have time for lunch or you want to take dinner home, you can do that by driving into Cafe XL. Now, here's what you do is you text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, CAFE, to 88202. And if you're the 20th person to do that, then Cafe XL has a chicken salad sandwich for you. It is absolutely free. It's all to get you thinking about the drive-through convenience that you get at Cafe XL as they offer their entire menu to you for lunch or dinner or just a break. Again, be the 20th person to text the word CAFE to 88202. Do it right now to win your first Cafe XL drive-through experience, a Cafe XL free chicken salad sandwich.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Good morning, 723, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nerdism alive and well. Nerdism is alive and well. We knew that after that New Horizons thing shot by Pluto that we would just end up being absolutely inundated with all sorts of images, right? So the flyby has given us these orbiting moons that's resulted in new maps that go Full Metal Nerd. I kind of like that.
Nerdist, Full Metal Nerd.
Nerdist.com says the International Astronomical Union has been given a laundry list of geek names submitted for official approval. The naming scheme for Pluto was a little more serious, of course, based on space missions, engineers and scientists and stuff like that, because Pluto was the ruler of the underworld in Greek mythology. But Pluto's largest moon, Charon, has proposed names that, if made official, will make the moon a modern-day geektopia. There's Vulcan and Mordor. Is that how it's pronounced? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Name regions also could be Luke and Leia, Spock and Kirk, and Ripley from the Aliens movies.
I think Sheldon should be one of them.
That could win. Doctor Who's TARDIS gets its
cool
own little chasm on the moon as well. As does the Serenity from Josh Whedon's short-lived nerd love show, Firefly. So, And who is Sheldon? Sheldon would be good. That's something that at least U.S. Americans would understand. So there you are. NASA, we are relevant, giving us a chance to tie nerddom into space so that 50 years from now, people will have no idea what we're talking about and where you got those names.
It's Moon Day because of Neil Armstrong, right?
Yeah, that's it, right? It is walking the Moon Day, yeah.
Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
Sheldon, yeah.
In Texas, there are some things that just stand the test of time. Freedom, truth, and good old barbecue. For over 100 years, Kreitz Market Barbecue has blown people away with their unbelievable flavor and tender, juicy, melt-in-your-mouth ribs, brisket, and more. Kreitz Market, just the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Kreitz Market Barbecue, now open in Bryan on Highway 6, just south of Boonville. Just good taste, naturally. KreitzMarket.com.
726, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more. Okay, here we go. Same deal, right around 100. Heat index well over that, 103, 104, something like that. Winds will be out of the south at about 10 miles an hour. We'll only cool down to around 76 or so tonight, and the numbers will just continue to be going up as we head on through the weekend. No mention of rain in the forecast. We're at 77 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, the New York State Wage Board recommended that certain fast food workers should make at least $15 an hour. Franchise businesses with over 30 locations nationwide were targeted. The new minimum wage is a 71% increase over the current one, and it was implemented with no input from the targeted businesses. Now, the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts, Nigel Travis, says that he supports reasonable increases to the minimum wage, but this raise is going to do more harm than good. He says the hike to $15 an hour will prevent his company from hiring new people. Hardest hit will be teenagers who start their working careers with fast food jobs and are expected to move on to other work as they get experience. Small business owners are also speaking up. Laura Jankowski owns 3 tropical smoothie cafes, a nationwide chain, so her locations will be affected too. Previous minimum wage hikes and rent increases have already forced her to raise prices. And she says that she cannot raise them any higher without losing customers, so she's going to have to cut her crews. Lose jobs in order to comply. New York State already suffers double-digit unemployment among young workers, minorities hardest hit. Those who support these massive wage increases can pat themselves on the back and then ham it up for the cameras, but because of them, another generation of young workers will not be able to get that first job. It's just another real cost of unchecked wacko liberalism. Sounds good, but fails every time it's tried.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The theater arts teacher at College Station High School has been arrested for initiating unwanted sexual contact with a male student.
42-year-old Greg Stanley, who would be starting his third year, is on administrative leave with pay. 17-year-old victim told police the incident took place at Stanley's home on Monday. Lieutenant Steve Brock says detectives were able to obtain evidence confirming what the victim reported that led to Stanley's arrest on a charge of an educator having an improper relationship with a student.
We are also able to obtain a search warrant, which we executed for Stanley's residence after we arrested him. We're still connecting all the dots. You know, that search warrant, obviously, we're looking for any additional information that would attach Mr. Stanley to this actual crime and any additional crimes that may have been occurred. We just don't know at this point.
Before coming to College Station, Stanley taught in the Klein, Temple, Magnolia, and Fort Bend ISDs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Authorities in Brazos and Walker counties are looking for those responsible for the crime of jugging. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says a local victim was followed from a bank to the tax office, and when he went inside, the suspect smashed a window and grabbed a large amount of money out of the parked pickup.
Be aware of your surroundings. Our victim had the perception that he had been followed from his bank, but I guess suppressed that and went inside the tax office, leaving his money behind.
Stewart says the same suspects are believed to have done the same thing in Huntsville. A photo of the suspect's minivan is on our website at WTAW.com. Subject to approval of the Texas Secretary of State's office, Brazos County voters will be able to vote anywhere in the county this November. A resolution adopted by county commissioners yesterday followed a public hearing the night before where there were opponents to closing a voting location in North Bryan. Commissioner Irma Cawley joined those wanting to keep open the G.W. Williams Tabernacle on Waco Street.
I want to make sure the public understands I am in support of the idea of voting centers if we can keep it equitable and easily accessible to those in and consider all the special needs of our community.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says a committee recommended reducing the number of locations from 36 to 25.
We looked at single-member districts for Bryan and Bryan ISD. We were looking at trying to keep the number of polling places equal between Bryan and College Station. We were looking at ADA-compliant parking, you know, whether it's on a major road or not, and keeping minority boxes what we could in place without having more on one area than the other.
Commissioners have to submit their application to Austin by August 20th. Brazos County commissioners discussed yesterday but did not impose a burn ban for areas outside of the city limits. County Judge Dwayne Peters asked Michelle Mead of the Emergency Management Office if any of the 8 grass fires reported last week and one Monday night that burned 4 acres could have been prevented.
Not seeing any rain in the forecast. I mean, and I haven't heard anything about rain, you know, either. We're always concerned about, you know, fires, and most people, I think, would not start a fire out there, you know, with the conditions like they are, but...
Mead said the delay was at the request of the volunteer fire chiefs.
Volunteer fire chiefs were wanting to delay another week. I don't think that's going to make that much difference because I don't think there's any rain on the forecast for the next week.
There have been burn bans in Leon, Madison, Robertson, and Grimes counties. Burn bans have not been imposed in Burleson and Washington counties. Finishing the main entrance into Kyle Field means closing a lane of Welburn Road the next 2 weeks. The general contractor says barricades will be in place, affecting motorists and the sidewalk, and will be in place between 9 and 4. Those interested in the budget request for Texas A&M and all schools and agencies in the A&M system for the next fiscal year can watch presentations online. The Board of Regents will be meeting all day today and tomorrow morning on the flagship campus. Links to the meetings are on our website at WTAW.com. The system makes its pitch this morning at 8, followed by A&M at 9. Just in time for Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, College Station Medical Center will open the doors of their new Breast Diagnostic Center.
In one convenient location, patients will have access to diagnostic services including breast ultrasound, minimally invasive breast biopsy, and bone density screening. The Med's Chief Operations Officer, Vicki Bredier, says their advanced technology will provide same-day results for screenings and diagnostic mammograms.
The patients will actually have the results after they're done with a testing within 10 to 15 minutes before they leave the facility.
Bredier says while this is key in early detection and treatment of breast cancer, it also...
We'll have more online at WTAW.com. News time is 7:35. It's 78 degrees. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot and getting hotter, that's the story as we head through the remainder of the work week. Partly to mostly sunny and up around 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Sunny tomorrow, temperatures are likely to reach 100 to 105. Tomorrow night, it's clear. Lows will fall back to 75 to 80. Friday, more sunshine and very warm. Highs 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, you look from the pitching side of it. We split the game up and let Callaway and Heston piggyback the game. And
they got the win and the shutout for two shutouts in a row, but that's coming off a split, which is a little unusual for the Bombers this year. We'll have more on Bombers baseball as they get ready for the playoffs. Major League Baseball, because the Stros and Rangers played in the Battle of the Silver Boot, and more in sports here in about 13 minutes.
All right, 7:37. It's 76 here. It's 85 where Bill Flores is. Where are you?
I'm actually in Riga, Latvia. So for those of you that are studying your map right now, go to Finland, swim across the Baltic Sea to the east, and we're right there.
Wow, okay. So, and you are
asked for directions to the U.S. Embassy. I'm in the U.S. Embassy.
Okay, that's where you are. Okay, you'll be there at least for a little while. So Latvia really is on the western edge of what is Asia. And you've been over there. Tell us a little bit about where you've been since you left D.C.
Well, we left D.C. and we went to Belgium, and we spent a lot of time with our NATO counterparts and the EU counterparts to talk about, as well as our U.S. military men and women, to talk about the problems created by a resurgent Russia, and particularly the activities they're engaged with the Ukraine, and the instability and discomfort that's caused throughout the NATO countries. From there, we went to Poland. We were in Poland yesterday, actually in Warsaw, and we visited with the Polish people about what they looking for in terms of U.S. support and protection. Today we're in Latvia, and tomorrow we'll be in Estonia.
I'd kind of like to get your thoughts about Poland, because it's really interesting. Obviously, this is a country that's risen from the ashes, part of the EU, and yet at the same time, they have either a very bright or a very treacherous future ahead of them. What's your view of Poland after being there?
Well, it's remarkable. If you look at what was left of Poland following World War II, between the Nazis and the Russians, the country was just about wiped out, particularly Warsaw. There was nothing left of Warsaw after the 1944 uprising. And it has come back. It's the strongest growing economy in the EU today in terms of rate of growth. Very entrepreneurial people. They are spending appropriately to defend their country and to be a good NATO partner and be a good member of the EU. One of the asides is they can't understand why Greek is being a bunch of slackers.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable to see where they've come. And all these Eastern European countries that used to be part of the former Soviet Union have really made a great transition to capitalism, some better than others. The Polish set the gold standard in terms of the transition. But it's remarkable to see how they broke away from the Soviet system and they're thriving.
Well, I think we remember Lech Walesa and the shipyard demonstrations and riots. Yeah, it's true. It's amazing how they have risen. I didn't know they had the fastest growing economy in the EU. That's kind of a pretty good poster child for give people an opportunity and see what happens. So why did you choose to be in Latvia? What is it specifically there that ends up being a reason for you to be there?
Well, it's a former Soviet satellite, and they are now part of the EU, and they're also part of NATO. And so they're countries like Estonia and Poland that were similarly situated under the former Soviet Union who are concerned about the resurgence of Russia. And so if you look at what the Russians have done in Ukraine and by seizing Crimea, what they did to Georgia a few years ago, the folks around here are trying to make sure that NATO is going to be there to support them and also the United States. And so we're here to find out how the European Reassurance Initiative is going, which is something we started 2 years ago after the Russians invaded the Ukraine, and to try to make sure that we're resourcing this correctly and that we've got the right leadership involved. And so to see how it's going, because this is critically important to United States security at the end of the day.
Bill Floor is joining us from Latvia. You move on then to Israel. Tell us what you expect to hear and see and who you'll be able to talk to there.
Right. We'll be in Estonia tomorrow and Saturday and then on to Israel. I'm not sure what we'll hear in Estonia, but I'll let you know next week.
All right.
In Israel, I expect that we'll get an earful about what they think about the deal that President Obama is trying to make with Iran. And so we'll hear not only from political leaders like Netanyahu, we'll hear from military leaders, and I think we'll hear from everyday folks on the streets and the different communities we're going to visit. So I think it'll be great to be able to bring that news home and make sure that our constituents and our congressional colleagues know what the folks think that are in that set of zip codes.
Netanyahu spoke to 10,000 American Israelis online yesterday, obviously, talking about how this actually was a pathway to a nuclear bomb for Iran. I know you must be keeping score as to how it looks in D.C. since everybody's going to be out for a little while, but what are you hearing the headcount is on the nuclear deal right now?
Well, in terms of conservatives and Republicans, I think we're almost uniformly against it. We believe that the president has actually done what Netanyahu said. That's given them pathway to a bomb. In addition, there are weaknesses in the agreement because it actually allows the Iranians to acquire ICBM technology, so that would give them a launch vehicle for a nuclear weapon. So I think those are clearly bad policies. On the Democratic side, Steve Israel, who is a noteworthy Democrat, came out against the deal today. Chuck Schumer, I think, is still keeping his options open, so that's good. He's a noteworthy voice on the Democratic side. And we've had a couple of other Democrats that people pay attention to that have come out against it publicly. So we just need to make sure that we go back and talk about what this really does to world security and to our friends in Israel. And it's not a good picture. I think I told you on a show a couple of weeks ago, I've read the deal, and it's ugly.
Yeah, you have, and that's we'll watch that with interest. And obviously, members of Congress are going to be out in front of their constituents, and that's going to be something they'll be able to at least hear what Main Street America wants when it comes to that. Let's talk for a minute about the EPA, because Monday the president came out with his new standards for the EPA. Obviously, there's a lot of energy that's generated in Texas, and therefore there's a lot of concern about what gets pumped into the atmosphere. As a congressman from Texas, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, one of the things that we found out which is deeply troubling, is that President basically turned to environmental groups to write the regs. And so if you think about your typical environmental group, they have no business experience, and so they have no way to know what the impact is going to be on hardworking American families when they write their regulations. And so it's going to be devastating to families and to family incomes. It's going to hit those at the lowest level of income distribution the hardest, because their energy costs are going to go up. Their cost of living is going to go up, and it's you know, they talk about social justice and income inequality all the time, and then they pass these policies that are hardest on the low income Americans that are working the hardest to try to get ahead. I don't get it.
Now, one of the things that at least they are saying is, and obviously there'll be court battles on this, one of the things they're saying is at least they're giving the states some time to put these standards in place. It's not like an overnight deal. What's your thought there?
I think it's total horse poop, because here's the issue. Just because the standards go into effect in 20, you know, they've given a couple of extra years, the companies have got to start spending money today to try to find the technology that doesn't even exist yet. And to start making bets on what their generating portfolio is going to look like, their electricity generating portfolio is going to look like, just in 7 short years, and that is a very short time frame for a company in the real world. And so, when you're a bureaucrat, throw out these things and talk about how, you know, gracious you've been to folks in the real world, but if you're in the boardroom of the electric company that's trying to provide power to a rapidly growing Texas, you're freaked out because the technology doesn't exist, and there's no way you can produce power to meet the standards that they're trying to shove down Texans' throats.
Well, I'll ask you this again so you can answer it again, because we've talked about it. This is just the latest in a situation where the government continues through edict to change policy without going through the legislative branch. What kind of a recourse does the legislative branch have at this point?
Well, it's limited. We passed the RAINS Act a couple of weeks ago, and that would turn the regulatory scheme around and make it accountable to Congress. But that's not going to pass the Senate, and the president would surely veto it. The American people are going to have to make a choice in terms of what they want for leadership for an economic future. But they're not, you know, that choice is not going to come till November of next year.
Yep. The people are impatient. I don't think there's any doubt. Everything moves faster in our world, it seems, except for politics. Bill Flores joins us almost any place in the world on Wednesdays, and you can hear our entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Safe travels to you as you continue out there.
Okay, good talking to you. I look forward to calling you from Israel next week.
All right, thanks a lot. There you go. It's 7:46.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If there's one thing kids have in common, it's that they're all in a hurry to grow up, and that often exposes them to realities about life they're not prepared to handle. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Corey Ten Boom recalls when, as a young girl waiting for a train with her father, she asked him the meaning of the word sex. He answered by encouraging her to pick up his suitcase. Well, she pulled on the handle, but it was too heavy for her to lift. Her dad explained that the same was true in life. Some things were too heavy for her to know until she was old enough to bear the responsibility. The home used to be regarded as a safe haven from the troubling realities of the outside world. But those protective barriers are being torn down, and more, our children are forced to deal with decidedly adult issues. Instead of enjoying the innocence of childhood, they're faced with their parents' marital problems, sexually explicit television, or exposure to drug and alcohol abuse. Kids should grow up into maturity slowly, and this means at a young age they're not emotionally equipped to handle the often harsh realities of the adult world. And that's why they need parents who will bear the weight of reality for their kids and introduce them to the world only as they're ready. And in fact, that responsibility is so crucial to understand. Tomorrow, I'll cover in more detail how parents can do just that. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. Three, very relaxed. Two, there you go. One.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. The Brazos Valley Bombers are gearing up for a playoff run, and they need to get it going because they're coming off a two-game series split, which has been unusual for the Bombers this year. They dropped one to the East Texas Pumpjacks. Bombers looked to rebound against Louisiana and the Cane Cutters last night, and they did just that, jumping on the Cane Cutters early with four runs in the first inning, and they never looked back. Skipper Kurt Dixon gave the win to his defense.
It's always a good win tonight all the way around. You know, you look from the pitching side of it. We split the game up and let Callaway and Heston piggyback the game, and they did a good job putting zeros on the board and getting themselves prepped for the playoffs and made a lot of big pitches tonight defensively. You know, a lot of plays made. You look up on the board and we don't have an error, and you know, all the plays on the infield is made, you know. A good start to the week and something to build off of.
Bombers pitching staff got the second shutout in a row, blanking the Cane Cutters 9-0. Bombers stay in Louisiana for a 7 o'clock start tonight. Brad Dahlke, the 17-year-old from Hobart, Oklahoma, set a tournament and course record with a 9-under-62 yesterday and vaulted into the lead after the second round of the 40th annual Junior PGA Championship at Miramont Country Club. Yoo Jung Son shot a 73 and remains in first place on the ladies' side. The College Football Playoff is expanding its program to help pay travel expenses for parents and guardians of players to also include the national semifinals game. For the first national championship game in the new playoff last January, the CPF distributed about $500,000, or up to $2,500 for each player from Ohio State and Oregon, to assist family with travel, food, and hotel costs associated with attending the game in North Texas. The organizers said yesterday the expense reimbursement program will extend to teams in the semifinals as well. The NCAA earlier this year provided similar reimbursement to families of athletes in the men's and women's basketball Final Fours as part of a pilot program. The NFL Players Association has released a 457-page transcript of Tom Brady's June testimony in the Deflategate football controversy in a filing in Manhattan federal court. In it, the Patriots quarterback denies tampering or telling anyone to tamper with the footballs in the most recent AFC Championship game. His testimony occurred in arbitration hearings before the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who decided last week to uphold the four-game suspension of Brady issued by his subordinate. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers looked good on the bump last night.
And the pitch to Altuve. Struck him out swinging on a high inside fastball, and the Rangers have won it 4-3.
Reliever Sam Freeman and Sean Tolson pitched out of trouble as the Texas Rangers held off the Houston Astros 4-3. Freeman relieved Yovani Gallardo in the sixth inning. Freeman then retired Luis Valbuena and Marwin Gonzalez. Tolson earned his 20th save. And here's Ranger manager Jeff Banister on Tolson.
It's a comfort to know that you have a pitcher on the mound that doesn't really get rattled. He's shown all year long that he's in control of the moment, and he's got pitches, and he's got command.
Game 3 of the Silver Boot Series is tonight at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. On out of the NFL, where according to reports from Jason Braddock of ESPN Radio in Houston, Arian Foster suffered a severe groin injury and is likely to miss a pretty good chunk of the beginning of the season. In Cowboys camp, Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is looking for a few good men.
It's our job to constantly look for guys who can make the Dallas Cowboys football team better, period.
And so it's going to be competitive. It's going to be competitive within the guys who are on our team already. It's going to be competitive with guys who aren't on our team who we think might be able to come in and make our team better.
We'll bump it down a notch to NCAA football, where Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly says running back Greg Bryant will not play for the Irish this season after failing to meet expectations. Kelly had already suspended Bryant for the first four games this season for violating team rules. And finally, Floyd Mayweather Jr. has announced that his next and final bout will be against Andre Berto on September the 12th. The welterweight title fight will be available on pay-per-view, of course, but doesn't figure to be nearly as lucrative as the $220 million Mayweather earned for his May 2nd fight against Manny Pacquiao. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Land Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Land Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Just might have free lunch for you today from Cafe Excel. You got to do something, though. You have to text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 88202. Do it right now, safely. CAFE to 88202. If you're the 20th person to do that, to text in, you get Excel chicken salad sandwich. It'll be all yours. It's so that Cafe Excel can introduce you to, in case you didn't know, their Cafe Excel to-go drive-thru. Now all the items that you like, whether it's the pizza or the strawberry tart or the chowder or the queso blanco or anything else that you've always enjoyed at Cafe Excel, it's there and it's available through the drive-thru. Can be lunch today, can be dinner tonight, can be any of those things. It's the same great food you've always enjoyed at Cafe Excel. Now the convenience of the drive-thru. But if you'd like to get that freebie, then be the 20th person to text CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 88202. To get your first Cafe XL drive-through experience from Cafe XL.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, besides telling time and hounding you every hour to stand up and move around and be able to run thousands of apps, the Apple Watch now has a new trick right there on its band. It can unlock a door. The inventors of the August Smart Lock announced their new Apple Watch app can lock or unlock the device with a swipe and a tap. In addition, Apple Watch owners can see a log of who has entered or exited the home and when, and real